This podcast is brought to you by MHA of Dutchess County and produced by CMJW Entertainment. This episode of the Vital Women of Washington Heights is proudly sponsored by Levia Med Spa.
You're listening to the Vital Women of Washington Heights.
Hello, everyone. My name is Iris Douglas, and with me again, my co-host is Yvette O'Sullivan.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
We are I, and today we have a very special guest, Ms. Jamie. I don't want to mispronounce
that's
your last name.
That's okay. We're going to say Jamie Tivridge.
Jamie Tivridge. I'm so excited that you're here.
Really. Oh, thank you. I'm so honored and thrilled to be here with the both of you.
Welcome,
thank
you. Jamie.
Welcome. So welcome again, Vital Women of Washington Heights, living in Dutchess County. Talk to me about emotional beauty.
Well, I do have a quick question, sure, though, before we get on to me. Mm-hmm. I heard through the grapevine
that sorry, I almost forgot to mention it. Thank you, Jamie,
here
for covering
in this room,
me.
And it wasn't you and yeah. I, won an Athena Award. So I want to hear, first, congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I want to hear all about what exactly is an Athena Award.
Well, last week I received his phone call and I started basically jumping out of my skin because to my surprise, a few months back, some of my friends said, we want to nominate you for the Athena Award. Mm-hmm. And I had heard what the Athena Award was in Dutchess County. So a few of my friends decided they were going to nominate me. And the Athena Award is presented through the Dutchess County Chamber of Commerce. However, it is done throughout New York State and I believe other states as well. And they recognize you for the work that you have done in your local town or community for women, to empower women, to guide women with empowerment, to learn about themselves. And I used to have a non-for-profit that I started in 2015. And I lost a non-for-profit in 2018, and it was very painful for me to go through that process. The loss came through a structural fire. Mm. So when I was dealing with the loss, one of my friends said, let's take a trip to Costa Rica. So you are able to deal with your emotions and figure out what steps you want to take. So we took this trip to Costa Rica, and she coached me to do the zip line. I was terrified to do the zip line. Finally, when I got my nerves and after praying to the Lord, give me the courage to do this, not that I'm afraid of heights, but just the whole concept of experiencing something new.
Yes.
So we did the zip line. And then after, I said to her, you know, thank you so much for giving me the strength and the courage to do this. And it came to me, if I can do the zip line and get through it and ask God to give me the power to face this particular adventure, mm-hmm, then I can do anything. So from there, I guess that's when I felt empowered. And I received a message, you can do anything that you apply. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I've just been working very hard to bring this knowledge to women. So receiving the Athena Award is a huge honor for me. And I am very grateful for those friends that put the idea in my head and pushed me to go with the flow, mm-hmm, because they were like, you're going to get this. And they call other friends and it just grew. It just grew for about 12 people to believe in the work that I do. And they were like, no, we're going to submit. So
it's amazing.
I owe it all to the Lord, really.
Oh, amen.
Well, yeah, and to yourself, because when you open your non-for-profit, Abriendo Puertas, you did it to open doors. And that's exactly, mm-hmm, what you're doing now. You know, you're opening doors. You know, you went back and you got certified for menopause because you knew women. And you know women and you understand women and you understand that, you know, the menopause now is not the menopause that was then. And that's how, mm-hmm, you and I got together, you know. Mm-hmm. You called me and said, let's do this because we have to. So I'm happy for you. I'm very proud of you. And you so well deserve that you got Athena Award.
Thank you so much.
You've been part of this community for years.
And, you know, sometimes I realize that it's difficult for us to accept recognition.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's something that I need to work on. If I am doing the work, and I'm not doing the work alone, but if somebody recognizes that I'm working hard to bring knowledge and education and to advocate for women, mm-hmm, why not accept the gift that the Lord is providing to me?
I love that. I love that. And I think you're right. A lot of times when we speak of the gifts that we have from the Lord, it may sound prideful, but I've learned a long time ago that you're giving glory to God. You're doing what He's organically put in you. And I think it's a wonderful thing to be able to say, listen, this is what I do. I'm helping people. It's working. And I'm educating women in something that they need. We look at menopause differently today than we did even when my mother,
absolutely,
was going through it. Because back then it was such a hush-hush thing. Today, mm-hmm, we're able to open up and talk about it. So I think any gifts we have that are organically from the Lord, it's wonderful to shout it out that that's who we are and And we're not prideful. We're just giving glory to God.
No, we're absolutely. Just saying, hey, God did this. You know, as long as you believe in yourself, you believe in God.
Absolutely.
And that's my motto. You believe in yourself, you believe in God.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
congratulations
you so much.
Again, sister.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, and that's the beauty of today, like Jamie mentioned, not holding back because things were so taboo back then.
Oh, yes.
That now we can speak out about many different subjects. And on that note, Jamie, tell us what emotional beauty means.
Well, emotional beauty really means to accept and embrace your own emotions. I've been a mental health coach for 17 years with my own mental health coaching, which is called Renewed Hope. And what I've learned in those 17 years is I would have women come in and say to me, I feel like I'm only allowed to feel two emotions, happy or sad. And I've heard that time and time again. And it was very sad to hear because we are allowed, we have permission to feel an immense amount of emotions because, again, they're God-given to us. So emotional beauty is about empowering women to embrace and feel that beauty within by feeling their emotions, all of them.
I love that. And why do you think that sometimes women feel either happy or sad and forget about the in-betweens, joyfulness and happiness and hopefulness?
I think there are some reasons that can do with their lives are just completely busy and they're on go constantly. It's like a board game. They go around and around and around, you know, being a mom, being a caretaker, being a daughter, being a woman in the working world. I think there comes a point where you shut down those other feelings because you don't allow yourself the time to tap into them. I've seen that a lot. And a lot of other reasons could be that some people are fearful to feel these emotions for, again, fear of what it may bring. Will it bring anxiety if I feel this? Which is funny because anxiety is an emotion. But there's a lot of fear behind it. And also, I think women need permission. Somehow we need permission to not be, we need to take that mask off and have permission to just feel. And that is okay.
Yeah. Do you think that we need permission? Some women need permission because of our history with, like, you know, with our ancestors.
Of course.
And our history that we were kind of pretty much abused.
Certainly.
You know?
I think wherever we come from, whatever cultural background we have, I know for me, I grew up without my biological father for 17 years of my life. I was raised by very strong women. My mother, my grandmother, my aunt. My cousins were everyone older than me. And I think for me, it was more about being strong and feeling wasn't an option because we all had to keep going and moving forward. And I began that at 5 years old.
Wow.
And in a sense, when you use that word of abuse, in a sense, for me, it was a rejection from my biological father that now I can know was almost an emotional abuse that I felt, which empowered that strength in me, but also you shouldn't be that strong at 5 years old.
Well, you learn to be.
And you learn to be. And, you know, that kind of takes away the ability to tap into some of the emotions that maybe I should have felt growing up. But I know for me, it was about the cultural background of growing up with women, strong women, and just saying, I'm not going to feel these. I'm going to push them aside. I'm just going to go forward. I've learned now that in my wisdom, which is a nice way of saying I'm older,
I love that.
That we have to, it's imperative that we feel those because whatever we push down, like bad Chinese food, is going
to
come up.
Absolutely. We have to learn to process the good, bad, and
absolutely.
The ugly.
Yeah.
Iris and I, as you are aware, we're from the Dominican culture. And looking back, a lot of the times in that culture, women were taught, you can feel a certain way.
Correct.
We kind of need to assimilate the feelings that their male counterpart were feeling. And you can be as vocal and as expressive, which now it is more progressive in Dominican Republic and women are being empowered to speak and express themselves.
That's
but like you mentioned, a lot of the times our feelings come from a very young age and we're not taught
absolutely.
How to deal with those feelings, how to express those feelings. So what do you have to say to women here in America and let's say from my Dominican culture, your Italian culture that are still living in those countries? How do we encourage them to find their voice? How do we encourage them to say enough and to look within and figure out how to work with those feelings that maybe they didn't have an opportunity to work on?
I think one thing is to be an example.
I love it.
And we're being three examples right now that are saying to women all over, it's okay. So I think being an example is one, but also I'll go back to the permission part. And just letting them know that just because we're raised in a certain way, you have to tap into the connection of who you are.
Absolutely.
And regardless of who raised us or what culture, mm-hmm. we are all individually mm-hmm. made. I like to, when women come in, when I do groups for women of coaching, I like to remind them that we're all made in a muffin pan. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have our individual spots.
I love it.
Even when we're in relationships with friends or husbands or partners, children, whatever relationship you're in, we're not sewn together. We are individuals. So I would say, remind them or work with them in a way that they can tap into their own identity. And it's okay to do that.
Authenticity is important, right?
Absolutely, because it sounds like a lot of women don't feel they've lost themselves in that.
Because you think, do you feel too that lost themselves because of the competition? There's a lot of, you know, social media.
Oh, here.
There's a lot of pressure here with beauty.
Absolutely.
You know that.
Social media is a wonderful avenue, as we can say. Mm-hmm. Use your power for good. Your power's for good. But I also believe that the comparisons with the AI now that's mm-hmm. going on and the television reality shows that are not reality. There's so many things that women feel they need to be. But again, that is not the reality of who you are.
Right. That's not their truth.
Absolutely.
That's not their truth.
And you cannot take on somebody else's truth.
No.
It just will never happen. So for me, the best joy in the world is to feel joy on the inside, knowing I'm living who Jamie is supposed to live. Mm-hmm. And so I would say I see a lot of that comparison. Mm-hmm. But I will say I also see some of it dying off.
Good.
And I'm very happy about that.
Good.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
As women that we are maturing in our bodies is changing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we may go through doubting ourselves physically,
yes.
our outer appearance. What can we do to bring out that internal beauty that we're meant to have
mm-hmm.
as we grow mentally, emotionally, physically?
Yes. Yeah. I will say this again. As long as we stay connected to what we are, to who we are inside, mm-hmm. That connection is unique and priceless. So I would say mindfulness.
Mindfulness.
Mm-hmm. Being mindful of who you are, mm-hmm. how you're wired, how I'm wired, how you are wired. I always say to women, we all have our own toolbox. Mm. And what works for me will not work for you. What works for you will not work for you. And what works for the three of us will not work for you. Mm-hmm. But again, our tools are specifically meant for us. Mm-hmm. We need to stay mindful of this internal.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, I love to use the expression, this is the core of who we are. And a lot of debris can build up mm-hmm. over the time, you know, the times of our lives. And I'm talking when we're young. But the more debris we can get off, the healthier we are, the higher we rise within ourselves. And the external things that we think will bring us happiness, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely. I would say just stay mindful of who you are and be pleased with who you are, flaws and all. There is no perfection. Yeah.
What would your recommendations be to practice that mindfulness of you, of inner, of going in, of more prayer?
Absolutely. Prayer is the number one. Prayer, a lot of people do a meditation mm-hmm. where they connect with themselves. I say, do whatever it is that you enjoy, that you love. And it can be anything, you know, to a certain extent.
Right, right.
But whatever. I know women that will go on walks or women that will grab a book or women that will just sit outside and breathe in the fresh air. Or there are other things. Some women enjoy being with friends. Whatever will keep you connected to you. That is what's going to bring you joy. Remember, joy is internal. Happiness is circumstantial. Absolutely. You can have joy in the Lord going through the most horrific times.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say tap into what you're wired for, what makes you happy and joyful. And that, just let it glow, let it shine.
I love that advice.
Yeah.
You know, you brought up the point that it's different for everyone how we work on bringing out our internal beauty.
Mm.
And it's the same with menopause. Every woman is going to experience it totally different. It's
absolutely.
A different journey. And the tips that may work for me may be different for you and for Iris.
Yes.
So thank you so much for sharing that the tips that everybody needs to use as a tool is going to be different.
Absolutely. I always say you don't call an orthopedic surgeon if your toilet breaks, and you don't call a plumber if you sprain your ankle.
Mm-hmm.
But I think also the way to look at menopause mm-hmm. could be your body and your emotions are going through so many changes. Your hormones are all over the place. Mm-hmm. No one's going to understand that journey because it's your own personal journey. Mm-hmm. And also, again, coming around to that mindfulness of this will not be a forever thing. It is lengthy, but try to be a little more excited about what's coming next. Mm-hmm. What's coming after that journey? Mm-hmm. And that gives you inspiration and it also gives you hope.
Absolutely.
And we need to have hope every day. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to wrap your mind around that there will be an end to it eventually. But if you can stay in the present every day, just stay in the present and not, you know, don't cast your fishing line way mm-hmm. out where the fish are not. You know, keep yourself right here and have hope that when this journey comes to an end, there's something even better.
Absolutely. I attended one of your presentations and you have your little emotion faces.
Yes.
And I love when you presented your jumble emotion, but you have a particular name for that particular emotion.
That is Scribble.
Scribble. Mm. And
very popular, Scribble.
Scribble. Yeah. And I love the fact that you gave permission for us to feel like that sometimes,
absolutely.
Because that's the type of roller coaster of emotions that we go through absolutely. In life, and especially when we're going through this menopause journey, and it's okay to have those Scribble feelings. Can you tell us a little bit more about Scribble?
Scribble is, and I should have brought Scribble, but I will bring mm-hmm. him next time, or her, I haven't decided. Scribble is a little emotion that has all the different colors that represent fear and anger and joy and happiness. And the majority, we'll talk about male and female and how we process mm-hmm. emotions, but the majority of women feel Scribble continuously. Mm-hmm. And again, maybe that's because we don't have time to sit and break down exactly one emotion over mm-hmm. another, but Scribble is all of them jumbled together. And there we are saying again, we have that permission to feel them all at the same time. That is a very popular one with women because, again, we're on the go. We have a lot of things on our mind. So they jumble together. So you have permission to feel like Scribble. You have permission to feel every single emotion that's coming at you at the same time.
Well, I feel like Scribble right now, to
Do
be
you?
Honest with you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well,
because,
talk.
You know, we got...
Let's talk.
No, because, you know, Scribble for me is like when you can't sleep, you're thinking about your kids, you're thinking about your grandkids, you're thinking about your husband,
Certainly.
You think about this.
Yeah.
That's how I identify that energy of Scribble.
I will admit something right here. Most of my days I am in the Scribble world. Mm-hmm. Because again, you know, I have a 21-year-old son and I have an elderly father that lives mm-hmm. with me. Mm-hmm. I have my practice. There are so many ideas and dreams that I have and plus daily things that you have to do. So again, Scribble is it's okay.
It's on all the time,
it's
but
okay.
It's how do you deal with Scribble? It's how you balance and how you deal with the energy, the things that come at
Absolutely.
You. Absolutely. You know?
And always know that we're feeling emotions and we're feeling Scribble for reasons.
Right.
There's a valid reason why we're feeling it. Mm-hmm. And if you can recognize and say, you know what, today I was Scribble 150%, mm-hmm. but I know why.
Be aware of it, right?
Be aware. There's an awareness there. Mm-hmm. Or what triggered that particular reason why I had all those emotions. Again, it's that mindfulness and being aware of where it came from. And if you can't figure that out, that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
You recognize it from feeling it and then you move through it. Mm-hmm. And you may wake up the next day and Scribble's right there waiting mm-hmm. for you again.
How bad can mental illness get if we don't figure out how to unscrabble that Scribble?
I love that question.
I like that. I like that a lot. Well, I think it can really get deep. I've seen, of course, depression, mm-hmm. severe anxiety and panic, and unfortunately, suicidal thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Because you feel like a monster has just come out of the closet and swallowed you up. So it's very important that you reach out and you get mental health counseling, mental health coaching. It's very important that you know you're not alone, that the thread of emotions runs through every mm-hmm. one of us. And, you know, before I had mentioned about the male perspective of feeling, my husband is a very emotional gentleman, as my son. And when I say emotional, I mean they're not afraid to show their emotions. And I love that because
I
think there's a whole section of where men need to know
with masculine,
it's okay.
Yeah.
But I think with mental healthness, mental well-being, the reason I bring that up is because I've seen a lot of men come in to speak with me and they feel that they're not allowed to feel mm-hmm. that. And that puts them in the depression, in the anxiety, in the panic.
And again, the anger too.
Anger mm-hmm. of growing up and saying, I wasn't allowed. I'm a man. Mm-hmm. I'm the provider. So mental well-being is you know, right after God, it has to be a top priority, especially the world we're living in.
Yeah.
We're living in a fast-paced world that we're many people, including our youth, are getting caught up in it. And that I see a lot of young people.
So those are that's where I'm concerned. You know, I still have a 27-year-old daughter, I have a 38, I have grandkids, you know.
No
I have
way.
A
little we don't believe that.
A little baby girl named Athena, you know. I don't. So it's like I'm constantly like on scribble, and I, you know, through my meditation and my practices with yoga and stuff, then, you know, I unscribble myself, but it's a constant, it's always there.
Well,
it's always there.
Always recognize it it will be there. And I think we've gotten into a position, my son is a talker, thank God. And thank God, you know, and we've always talked things through. And we were just talking about the effects of when those emotions feel like they're taking over and where will they lead you. But again, just being mindful and being able to pick them apart. Mm-hmm. You know, this is fear, this is anger, this is worry, this is joy. It's all in there. But we were just talking about, you know, his age group and, you know, the social media. And thank God he's not a big social media kid. But yeah, there's always something to think about.
Right.
And the more people we love, the more we worry for their well-being.
Exactly.
We worry for their well-being. And we can't help that. It's a very human thing.
I love the fact that you have scribbled, because to me, that is the most important emotion. Because growing up, I was always taught you can only have one emotion. You can only feel one way.
Yes.
And to know that we can feel all these emotions in one day, and taking the time to recognize what we're feeling and peeling back that onion, it's a huge gift for me. Because again, is that permission to understand it's okay. We're human. We can feel in many different ways.
I think I love that. And I thank you for sharing that. I think we put too much pressure on ourselves to be black and white during the day. Life is not black and white. Life is gray. We are in the gray area, and that gray area can teach us more than if we were to stay in one or the other. And it's you can't avoid life. Mm-hmm. We can't avoid it. But we can just do the best we can to recognize, hey, there are days I'm going to feel 100 million things. And you know what? It might be overwhelming, but I'm going to be okay with that. And if it comes to the point where it's become so overwhelming that you can't do it on your own, that is when we reach out.
That's such an important message, especially for women when they're going through their menopause journey, because a lot of the time, you know, we feel like we're losing our mind. We feel crazy. We feel that we don't have control.
That's right.
And I know for Iris, that's like something that that she has talked about that affected her, watching her mother go through the struggles when she was going through her menopause journey and experiencing mental illness.
Absolutely.
And thank you for bringing that up, because I also want to share something with that. That was one of the reasons, because of my mother's experience, that I knew that I might be having that experience and I wanted to avoid it. So I was aware not to get unscribbled with that, because I knew that that might happen to me. So I'm glad it's important that if there's a history of that, that might happen to you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for bringing it up, because that's so important.
That is a great
thank
point.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Always look at who came before you.
Right, exactly.
Always look at who came before you. Mostly when we go to the doctor, we're asked questions, you know, what's your family history? Mm-hmm. But I think emotionally, that is a very good point. Mm-hmm. Know what they experienced. Now, my mother suffered from kidney disease at a very young age, so she never had her menopausal years. Mm. Her cycle stopped at the age of 31. Wow. So I had nothing to compare mine to. Mm-hmm. But I know, you know, for other women that I remember my grandmother and my aunt. And I just remember hearing other people say, well, you're okay. You'll get over it. It's put it out of your mind.
And that is a way of pushing your feelings.
Right.
And not acknowledging what you're going through. And then you think, oh, it's okay. If they're telling me you're going to be okay, put it aside. Don't feel it. A lot of women during my mother's generation did that. And that's why it became so taboo to talk about your feelings, to talk about menopause, to talk about breast cancer.
Sure. And I know years and years ago, when I did have a conversation with my father, he suffered terribly with anxieties. And part of my testimony is many years ago when my son was 3, I suffered horribly with anxieties. And of course, now knowing there were reasons for it and also keeping them in my thoughts that I don't want to repeat that again. So I won't open those doors again. You know, my father saying to me when he was a young boy, I mean, he will be 94, that they would take him to the priest and the priest would bless him. And then they would say, okay, now you're free of your anxieties. Mm. But we know anxieties don't work like that. I wish they did. I wish that a good blessing did. But anxieties are something that is internal, that is letting us know something is not right. And they're worried for us. Absolutely. And again, that feeling of being out of control, that is where we go into the mental health part even more, because when you feel like you have, you're out of control and there's no balance and your hormones are, and your hair is thinning and your body is gaining weight and all these things are going on. That is huge, huge fear for women.
Absolutely. Yes.
It's and like you, the horse has gone wild, girl.
Yes. And you're running after it. You got to get the reins back. But again, you know, it's very hard to see that light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, absolutely. Because you're in your head. You're in your head and you're not letting. So
absolutely. You're running all around the neighborhood, you know, and then you finally get back home and you're like, okay, I need to listen to this podcast in order to know that this is okay.
There you go.
But again, just knowing, I love to tell women, you're not alone.
The same thread
runs through every one of us.
We're the same.
As far back as Adam and Eve.
Exactly. And this is storytelling, because I remember for my grandmother's generation, a lot of women would sit around the table or in the rocking chair at the porch drinking coffee or whatever. Well, in my grandmother's generation, they used to drink ginger tea, which I love because I grew up experiencing that. I grew up experiencing that when I would go visit during the summers, even though that it was like 90 degrees in Dominican Republic, they had to have their ginger tea in the evening. But I remember sitting around them and they were storytelling. So this is what a podcast to me is sitting around storytelling,
absolutely.
Supporting other women.
That's right.
So again, thank you for being here, because this is great that you're talking about what you do with your emotional beauty practice.
Thank you. And I think too, even when women come in, and I do have some men that come in for the mental health coaching to Renewed Hope, but just the idea for me, it's not Jamie. I'm the vessel.
Right.
I'm proud to be the vessel. Mm-hmm. For me, it's the Lord, it's the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And just to be able to see the look of relief on a woman's face to know I'm okay. This it's not just me.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in groups, when I do groups, the women share and they connect. And we don't have to take this journey alone.
No, it's very powerful when women get together, isn't it, Jamie? It's very powerful.
And we don't have to be alone during this time. We can encourage each other and motivate each other. And for me, that's my joy. That's my joy.
I think women are getting more together. I see it now. You know, we're part of like a whole bunch of little groups, networking groups that I see the joy and the happiness. And it's all surrendering to, we really need to work together to be better. You know, no more drama.
No more drama. And we need to speak life into other women. We need to speak good of women who are not in the room with us.
Yeah. Exactly.
We need to remember that we're in a, I don't want to say culture, but, you know, with so many of these shows that promote drama and promote
tearing each other apart.
Apart and ripping each other's families apart, all for a paycheck and fame.
It's not
that
worth
is
it.
At the and I've said this before, when all this goes away, where do you want to stand? Mm. Where do you want to be? I want to stand with all the women that have encouraged me and helped me, and all the women that through God's glory I've been able to touch.
You want to leave something behind that matters, right, Jamie?
A legacy.
Yes.
And doing it because it's our passion and we love to do it. And we don't need the big production of the craziness that is being shoved down some of these women's throat, and they live for this. But to flip that pancake, I do see some of that going away. And that makes me happy.
You see more wholesomeness now, right?
Yes.
And that's what Evie and I love. We love that. We love to have people that, you know, women, men that are encouraging, you know.
Yes. If you're not being who your authentic, unique self, then you definitely need to check out why you're not being
that. Right.
Because there are reasons why you are going for the fame carrot, or a reason why you're going for the production life, or there's reasons why, you know, authenticity is beautiful.
Absolutely.
Organically, emotionally beautiful.
Absolutely.
Well, it's very easy to lose material things.
Absolutely.
You know, you can work very hard to gain material items, but it's not up to us to keep them.
Right.
So what do we stay with at the end?
And I always say, if it costs you your peace, it's too expensive.
Absolutely.
And think of what is it that you really look forward to at the end of the day? What is what brings you harmony within yourself? Is it going home, cuddling up on a certain spot, you know, being with this person, being with yourself? Is it taking a drink? What brings you the most harmony?
Spiritual peace, right?
And spiritual peace at the end of the day. And focus on that because that's real life.
Love that.
Thank you. One thing that you're doing is in your Instagram page, you're interviewing certain women and you're asking them what is emotional beauty to them. And I love that. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. What I love to do is I love to, when the spirit moves me, mm-hmm. I love to grab a woman and say to her my signature emotional beauty question. And that question is, how do you radiate such beauty? And that radiate coming from within. And I just love asking them because they usually begin with, oh, or I've never looked at myself like that. But I love that question because it gives that person the opportunity that to know that, number one, I recognize it, which means a lot of people recognize it. Mm-hmm. But again, to be able to tap into that part of who they are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you see it in their eyes, Jamie.
Yeah.
You see it in their eyes when you ask them. They're like, oh my God.
Yes, absolutely. So we all need to ask ourselves that question. How do we radiate such beauty?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we're coming to the conclusion of our show. What would you like to say to our audience that perhaps we haven't asked or we haven't brought up? What do you want to leave the audience with?
I think I just want to leave the audience with knowing who you really are. Not being, again, fearful of tapping into who that person is. It's okay to have a great day, mm-hmm. but it's also okay to have a, I'm going to pull my covers over head type day. You have permission to do and feel and be. And be authentic. And with that, you will find more freedom and peace and joy than if you were to fight it. Mm. So just feel that organic emotional beauty within.
Thank you so much, Jamie, for being here with us today.
Thank you. What an honor. What an honor to know you and be here.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless you both.
Thank you so much. Iris, do you want to thank our sponsor?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Mental Health America of Dutchess County, Andrew O'Grady, thank you so much for just sponsoring us. And we're having people like Jamie just mm-hmm. share their experience regarding mental health, because if you don't have good, healthy mental health, we really don't have a life. So thank you, Andrew, again, for this opportunity for us to be able to voice our opinions. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie, and thank you to our producer, Connor Walsh.
Yay, Connor.
Thank you to our audience for taking the time to listen to us.
We really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by MHA of Dutchess County and produced by CMJW Entertainment. Thank you once again to this episode's sponsor, Levia MedSpa.